Well, fast forward to 2011, and there's not much cross-border handshaking going on, ceremonial or otherwise. The U.S.-Mexico border has become a militarized zone with fences, surveillance equipment, and thousands of police and military personnel on both sides. In his remarks today, President Obama said his administration has answered critics' concerns about border security. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, people who live in the region aren't so sure.
More Border Patrol agents, more fencing, and more technology. The president says that's made the border safer.
The truth is, the measures we've put in place are getting results. Over the past 2.5 years, we've seized 31% more drugs, 75% more currency, 64% more weapons than ever before.
There's also been a drop in apprehensions of people trying to cross illegally. But Larry Deaver, the sheriff of Cochise County in southeastern Arizona, says that doesn't mean the border is safer. He says immigrants are being led now by drug cartel members, and they're being preyed upon by bandits.
Bottom line is the people we're battling are much more sinister, much more aggressive, much more determined than they have ever been when they used to run away, and now they want to fight.
To his critics, the president said today, you wanted more agents on the border? There are 20,000, more than double the number a decade ago. You wanted a fence? Well, now the fence is basically complete. But the government's measure of success has always been what it calls operational control. Problem is, no one has ever been able to define what that means. Does it mean stopping everyone trying to enter illegally? Half? Do fewer people caught crossing mean border enforcement is working, or that people aren't being caught? Former Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard says that lack of a concrete goal is the administration's and its critics' greatest deficiency.
In other words, the advocates as well as the opponents appear to be willing to operate in an area of maximum fuzziness where we don't know what success looks like.
So it's no wonder the administration can claim success while immigration hawks can say he's wrong. That was George W. Bush's problem as well. And like President Bush, President Obama wants broader immigration reform. But there is a difference between the two administrations. Jennifer Allen of the Tucson-based Border Action Network says immigrant advocates like her have gotten much greater access to Obama administration officials to make their case. But Allen says, so far, access has not meant influence.
Well, we've had far greater conversations with higher-level officials within the Homeland Security Department. We have not seen any of these recommendations necessarily translate into policy changes.
There's a sign in the storefront window of the Border Action Network's office, in English and Spanish. It has the White House phone number and the message, "Tell Obama you want immigration reform," in 2009. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.